Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Many of us made New Year's resolutions to improve our health and overall safety. You know, stick to a healthy diet, exercise more, and for some of us, slow down when we're behind the wheel. Well, it turns out those habits might also be good for your bank account. A pair of insurance companies are teaming up to offer policyholders discounts if they stick to healthy habits and give up some of their personal data.
Worldwide, consumers seem willing to give up details of their personal lives in order to save money one way or the other.
So how much can this new program save you on your monthly premiums? Our insurance industry reporter Leslie Sism will talk about the trade-offs between personal information and money after the break.
Join the Wall Street Journal at the Future of Everything Festival on May 21st to 23rd in New York City, where diverse global newsmakers share unique perspectives on navigating a changing world. Immerse yourself in live performances, explore pioneering technologies, and indulge in the city's inventive culinary scene. As a podcast listener, enjoy 20% off current ticket rates with code PODCAST. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.
Do safe drivers who maintain a healthy diet live longer? Allstate and John Hancock think so. The insurance companies are teaming up to offer some policyholders lower premiums if they maintain a healthy lifestyle through both safe driving and good health habits. But what customers would be giving up in exchange has raised some concerns. The WSJ Leslie Sism covers the insurance industry, and she joins us with more. Leslie, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, Leslie, how did this partnership come about? You know, driving and eating are two very different activities. Why are these companies getting together and focusing on these two areas?
This is pretty much an initiative on the part of John Hancock. Hancock, in launching a product called John Hancock Vitality a few years ago, it started out focused on healthy eating and healthy lifestyles. That has a lot to do, or is believed to have a lot to do, with how long people live and whether they will live, you know, above average or below average in life expectancy. John Hancock, CEO, had this epiphany one day when he realized that the roads were getting a lot more crowded after the COVID-19 related sharp drop in traffic. So he saw traffic picking back up and he said, my golly, these people are driving like crazy. They're speeding. It just seems more dangerous on the roads than I remembered them before. So he did some research and realized that traffic accidents are a leading cause of death. So it's natural for an insurance company to focus on health-related things, because if they take on healthy people and those customers live longer than people who aren't as healthy, then John Hancock's going to make more money on these people, because they're going to live longer and pay more premium before they will decease. I mean, it sounds kind of morbid, but that is the economics of the life insurance business. So Hancock said, why don't we get in touch with Allstate, which is a leading car insurer, and they're into technology and data the way we are. So there might be a way joint customers could use the data that Allstate's tapping to apply toward their John Hancock Vitality policy.
All right, so let's go into the details here as how all this works. You've been on with us before to talk about how Allstate offers some customers discounts based on safe driving habits. Refresh us as to how they do that.
Allstate is a leader in what's called telematics. This is a field in which consumers use a smartphone app, or there's a device they insert into their car. And this device provides data to the insurance company, to the car insurer, on their hard braking, on speeding, on how they go around turns. It also provides data on the time of day you're on the road and how long your trips are. It can keep track of mileage too.
Okay, and John Hancock is focused on tracking healthy eating and exercise habits. How do they do that?
John Hancock's is a voluntary program, and they get the information because their customers provide it to them. The customers can go on a John Hancock Vitality smartphone app, or they can go on a special website, and they plug in a lot of data. And John Hancock encourages people, its policyholders, to use wearables where they can track how many steps they do a day, and so they can go onto the website or onto the app and plug in their daily count. There's a whole series of other things they can go in and plug in, and there's an annual health maintenance category where if they get a mammogram, if they do blood pressure screenings, if they do glucose screenings, if they get a flu shot, they will get points. You can get points for education, complete a short health survey, and you're eligible for some points. And exercise, walk 5,000 steps a day, you get some points. Walk more steps, you get more points. Do exercise routines, you know, at a gym, you get points. And that's what's going to ultimately earn them a discount on their premium. A lot of it is the honor system, but that's how they do it.
And so now customers of both companies can participate in this crossover. So are the companies targeting a particular kind of insurance customer or a particular demographic?
John Hancock is targeting healthy people or people who want to get healthier, are motivated to get healthier. So they're likely to attract people who are a little bit overweight and want to get down to a better weight, and they think maybe this program will give them the structure or the motivation to stick with the diet. You know, the more exercise they do and the more they do make nutritious food purchases, they're eligible for these points, and you trade in the points for little gift cards or all kinds of other treats or things like that. And so, you know, it can be motivation to stick with a diet, say, or stick with an exercise program. Then healthy people who already are deep into exercising, they may think, well, I'll go with John Hancock because I know I'm going to be able to rack up a lot of points with them on their scale here. And then I'll be constantly getting these gift cards for coffee or gift cards for a retailer. So it's just a lot of extra, you know, fun things I can get out of this. Plus, if you accrue enough points, you can be eligible for a premium reduction.
And then on the Allstate side, who are they targeting?
Allstate's probably is just a broader cross-section of America. You know, they're not monitoring for your health in any way when they take you on as a customer. They just want to know, they want, you know, when they take you on as a customer, they are looking at your past driver history, you know, like getting your DMV records, and they want to know if you're, you know, you're definitely a risky driver who's been nabbed by the police and have gotten traffic tickets on your record. But in general, it's sort of take all comers, and then they're going to give you the device and see how you drive. And so they then tailor your rate to how you score with the driving app in use, and you can get a discount if you turn out to be a very safe driver.
So what's the bottom line here for consumers? You've mentioned that they accumulate points, but how much of a discount would that lead to?
Coincidentally, both of these insurers are providing discounts of up to 25% off the premium. So that's a pretty substantial discount. Before consumers should go for that discount, they should check around on prices anyway, because you know, they may find that some other insurance company is going to give them a price that's already 25 or 30% cheaper than what they may be able to get from one of the, you know, for their car insurance at Allstate or the life insurance policy at Hancock. So they got to shop around to start with to know that that 25% discount represents, you know, a good price.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the safer and healthier consumers are, the more they live and more years they're paying premiums to the insurance companies. But have these kinds of programs proven to be profitable for the insurers?
Hancock's is a work in progress, I guess we could say. It's unclear whether the mix of things it's giving points for definitely will lead to a group of healthier policyholders. But it could take decades before some of these people who are the Vitality policyholders will, in fact, die. So, you know, it could take a really long time to absolutely have the proof in hand that the mix of things John Hancock is using the mix of things it is rewarding people for, that those are the right ones to encourage healthier living, and that the people who pursue the healthier lifestyle do in fact end up being better, longer living risks than people who aren't participating in this program.
You know, Leslie, who wouldn't want to get a break on their insurance premiums? But doesn't this run into an issue we've seen come up a lot these days? You know, consumers getting some sort of a benefit in exchange for giving up some personal privacy.
Right. We see this a lot worldwide. Consumers seem willing to give up details of their personal lives in order to save money one way or the other. And again, all this is voluntary. On the life insurance side, you should remember that in the application process, you are being asked to provide health data. Sometimes the insurance company is going to require you to provide a blood and urine sample, and generally they have rights to see your medical records. So simply in buying life insurance, you're agreeing to provide a lot of personal data. If you then, over the years, add in a lot of data on your annual health checkups, or if you add data about how much you exercise, well, you've already given them details of your blood and your urine simply in buying the product. So you sort of have to keep in perspective, how invasive is this additional detail that they're providing, given what they provided just to buy the product. Now, on the car insurance side, you're right that people are being asked to provide detail the car insurers didn't already have about them, you know, where they're driving, what time they drive. And this is really too much big brother to some people. For a long time, the car insurers were stuck at about 30% of applicants who were offered the chance to use a telematics device would take it, but they couldn't kind of break through this 30% barrier. Allstate says that its participation level has increased to 40% of applicants. So there you have it. I mean, even now, of 10 applicants who are asked by Allstate, would you like to participate in our DriveWise program? And we'll monitor all this. We'll get all this extra data about you, but you can get a discount of up to 25% if you show you're a good driver. And 6 out of 10 people say no, but 4 out of 10 say, sure, I'll do that trade.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism. Leslie, thank you so much for being here.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.